planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in the WNBA. Coming up on this week's show, we'll give you a recap of Week 7 in the WNBA and a look at the league leaders and standings in the WNBA. But first, let's get you caught up on my top three storylines in the WNBA. I'm going to start off with Diana Taurasi. Diana Taurasi became the first player in WNBA history this week to score. Became the first player in WNBA history to score 9,000 points. She achieved that career milestone this week. And I got to tell you, Diana has had an extraordinary career. Three-time WNBA champion, two-time WNBA Finals MVP, a league MVP, 10-time WNBA All-Star. She's also currently the WNBA's all-time leading scorer in the league's history, and she's also a four-time Olympic gold medalist. I mean, what a career she has had and continues to have. Again, the Phoenix Mercury are right in the thick of things in terms of seedings in the playoff race right now in the WNBA. Diana Taurasi, I mean, what can you say about her? Whenever she finishes her illustrious career, she's got so many milestones and so many things that she's accomplished, and she's been effective since coming back from that pectoral injury. So, again, congratulations to Diana Taurasi on becoming the first player in WNBA history to score 9,000 points. What an incredible achievement from an incredible player. My next storyline is going to be the Minnesota Lynx. Minnesota has been on a two-game winning streak, and how about Sylvia Fowles? She has really stepped up her game as of late. She's been on a tear the last two games. This week in the game against the Atlanta Dream, where the Lynx won 87-85, she had a double-double with 26 points and 19 rebounds. And then also in the game back on June the 25th of this week against the Las Vegas Aces in overtime, the Lynx would get a victory 90-89. She had a double-double with 30 points and 14 rebounds. So Sylvia has made her contribution felt. Kayla McBride has played nicely as of late. Nafisa Collier has been outstanding. And Laysha Clarendon has been really good. And the Lynx are really stepping up their game as of late with this current winning streak that they've been on. They're moving up in the WNBA standing. So kudos to the Lynx for trying to get back in the thick of things as we move closer towards the middle part of the year and get closer to the All-Star break. Minnesota's really making strides.
Here's to the innovators, the makers, the doers, and the hustlers. With Facebook Elevate, you can grow your business, build your online presence, kickstart your career, or turn your passion of creating content into a reality. Facebook Elevate is a program that provides free digital marketing courses and one-on-one coaching from experts that can help you grow your business. Click the banner to start now. Facebook Elevate, on the rise together.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
And for my last storyline is going to be the Connecticut Sun. With Jonquel Jones coming back from overseas, she had some time to play in the EuroLeague in Serbia. You know, Connecticut's definitely going to need her. They currently sit third for the moment in the WNBA standings. And in her absence, Brianna Jones has played very well. Also, DeWanna Bonner. Don't forget about DeWanna as well, doing her thing in the rebounds and the assist department. Also, Breon January has been very good as well. Connecticut currently on a two-game winning streak. They beat Dallas and they beat Chicago during the week. So Connecticut, again, similar to Minnesota, they've moved up. They stepped up their game a notch. They currently sit third in the standing. So it's going to be interesting to see what Connecticut does, again, especially with Jonquel Jones coming back, who's like in the top five in the WNBA in points per game and rebounds and assists and things of that nature. So certainly it's going to be something we're going to watch out for Connecticut as we get closer to the All-Star break in the WNBA.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today. Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I have the scores and highlights from week seven in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ache. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today. Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Things I thought could never happen to me in a punk band.
What?
We Are Lady Parts, a new original comedy streaming only on Peacock.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
Syra, vocals. Aisha, drummer. Bisma, bassist. Mumtaz, band manager. And me, Amina, lead guitar.
You were really good until you puked all over the front row. Ew.
We Are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Week 7 in the WNBA was outstanding, and we're going to start off with games that had taken place on Tuesday, June the 22nd. The Chicago Sky beat the New York Liberty 92-72. The Connecticut Sun took care of the Dallas Wings 80-70, and the Washington Mystics beat the Seattle Storm 87-83. For the Mystics, Tina Charles was outstanding in this contest. Here's some of the highlights from that game.
Mitchell has it. Oh, dumps it low to a wide open Tina Charles. Miscommunication there, Elise.
Noelle Quinn saying deservedly so. Nobody deserves that shot more than Jewel Lloyd.
And there's Charles, who missed her first three but knocks this one down.
The ability to read the defense. It started because they pushed tempo and the defense never set.
Tina's really feeling it from outside right now. She's taken three and made two. Tie ball game, 3:40 left in the first for Charles. Working on Russell. She's liking the J right now, and why not? Tina Charles is in double figures in 6.5 minutes. She's got 10 points and two boards. It is 15-6, Washington. Here's Charles. Second opportunity, no. Third opportunity, and is fouled and put it up and in. Wow, worst case scenario on that possession for Seattle.
All right, those highlights were courtesy of the WNBA and CBS Sports Network. Tina Charles had a double-double in that game. She finished with 34 points and 16 rebounds. Also contributing was Leilani Mitchell with 19 points and Teresa Plaisance and Ariel Atkins both had 10 points as the Mystics beat the Seattle Storm. Final score, 87-83. On Wednesday, June the 23rd, the Minnesota Lynx squared off against the Atlanta Dream. The Lynx would go on to win, final score, 87-85. And, you know, she's like a fine wine. She just gets better with time. Sylvia Fowles was outstanding in this contest against the Dream. She had a double-double. Here's some highlights from that game.
Averaging about 15, close to 16 points for this team. She had 12 points in the game in New York when she actually went out, so they're happy to have her back. Another piece is Atlanta turns the ball over.
Pressure!
The double team is attracted at the baseline on Nafisa Collier, but the weak side gives up a bucket. But the Lynx at this point have done a really nice job with defending in transition. Beautiful pass, Elizabeth Williams, but once again, is just denied underneath.
Is that Sylvia Fowles has still got enough quickness in here to recover.
Bringing more minds and understanding to the LGBTQ plus community. Sylvia Fowles with the deflection underneath on Ari McDonald. Can't touch the ball again, so Courtney Williams secures the ball.
Ooh.
And a block by Sylvia Fowles. But LaChyna, this block right here was pretty nasty.
Fowles. Rejection. She'll be an all-star in this league one day, I truly believe, as she stays healthy and continues to get better. Frustrated a little bit by the Atlanta defense. So right here, does a nice job of using her body to create that space.
Crystal Dangerfield working her way.
Believe that might be Carter on the baseline, yeah.
All right, those were highlights courtesy again of the WNBA and ESPN, and Sylvia Fowles was outstanding in that contest with a double-double. She had 26 points and 19 rebounds. Also, Damaris Dantas finished with 23 points as the Minnesota Lynx beat the Atlanta Dream 87-85. In action on Thursday, June the 24th, the Chicago Sky beat the New York Liberty 91-68. The Dallas Wings beat the Indiana Fever 89-64, and the Los Angeles Sparks were going to beat the Washington Mystics. Final score, 89-82. And for the Sparks, Taya Cooper was outstanding in this game. Here's some of the highlights from that contest. I mean, she really stepped up her game in this one against the Washington Mystics during the week. And here's some highlights from the contest.
Washington with 8 points off of 5 Sparks turnovers. There's the first forced turnover of the night for the Sparks. Cooper on a run out, left-hand layup, good.
That's the way. First and foremost, let me say I'm very proud of the USA women's basketball team. But the fact that it has happened not once, not twice, but 3 times is the issue. Not that Nekka didn't make 18.
13 here in the quarter.
Tina Charles is cooking.
And so is Taya Cooper. She's starting to come alive here.
I mean, well, there.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the WNBA and the CBS Sports Network, and Taya Cooper came alive during the game as the Mystics would lose to the Los Angeles Sparks, 89-82. Taya Cooper finished with 26 points, and Amanda Zawi B finished with 17 points. Brittany Sykes had 14 points, and Carly Samuelson finished with 13 points. On Friday, June the 25th, an exciting game in overtime as the Minnesota Lynx would go on to beat the Las Vegas Aces. Final score, 90-89. And there were some stars that stepped up big for the Lynx in that overtime win. Here's some of the highlights from that contest.
Combination
that's
that you.
That's the new way of doing it.
Starting a new thing.
Nafisa Collier to Sylvia Fowles, the center, running the floor.
Going inside to Cam Beige again. That's what this team will continue to do. But Clarendon comes up with the steal, trying to collect it, and will finish.
Clarendon does a really good.
That audio was courtesy of the WNBA and CBS Sports Network, and Nafisa Collier and Laisha Clarendon shine bright in that win as the Lynx would beat the Aces in overtime in the Friday, June 25th game, 90-89. Nafisa Collier finished with 23 points and 10 rebounds with a double-double. Laisha Clarendon finished with 20 points, and Sylvia Fowles also had a double-double in this contest with 30 points and 14 rebounds. In the game on Saturday, June the 26th, the Dallas Wings would beat the Washington Mystics. Final score, 85-74. And the New York Liberty beat the Atlanta Dream, 101-78. And on Sunday, June the 26th, the Connecticut Sun beat the Chicago Sky, 74-58. The Phoenix Mercury beat the Los Angeles Sparks, 88-79. And in overtime, the Las Vegas Aces would go on to beat the Seattle Storm, 95-92. And one person that has been such a bright spot, she's been one of the big free agents during the offseason, and that was Chelsea Gray. After playing many seasons with the Los Angeles Sparks, this is her first year with the Las Vegas Aces, and so far she has lived up to the hype in more ways than one. She came up big in the clutch in the overtime win against the Seattle Storm. Here's highlights from that game.
Dav, your vote counted twice before the voting period ends tonight. The top vote getters will face off against Team USA.
And we're going to have a beautiful feature on Aaliyah Boston coming this basketball season, so I can't wait. You're hearing it first here, Insider Scoop.
Very nicely done, Holly. Good putback there from Gray. Cuts it to three. An exclusively reserve lineup from Seattle. Noel Quinn has been doing this far less than Dan Hughes did.
Zero turnovers in that quarter after being so loose with the basketball in the first half.
Gray stops on a dime and finishes. And now Katie Lou Samuelson in, comes and grabs Epiphany Prince. Starting five back on the floor for Seattle as the jumper drops in. How about Stewart guarding Gray here? Cam Beige had the mismatch on Lloyd and took advantage. Wilson wants it, has it, faces up, draws three. Cam Beige giving it up. Now Gray, the no look inside to Hamby for the finish. Gives it up, seven to shoot. Gray seeking an angle. Gray connects. Lloyd tried to force it back to Russell and turns it over. Here comes Las Vegas. Down two. Gray into the lane. Lays it in. Plus the foul. Chelsea Gray. Here is Gray. There comes the high screen from Wilson. Gray one-on-one with Stewart. Connects. on the jumper with 10 points.
And now those highlights were courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN. Chelsea Gray was sensational in the overtime win with the Las Vegas Aces beating the Seattle Storm 95-92, a rematch of last year's WNBA championship. Chelsea finished with 21 points. Asia Wilson, the reigning MVP, finished with a double-double with 22 points and 11 rebounds. Jackie Young finished with 12 points. Kelsey Plum had a solid game. She finished with 15 points. And Raquana Williams, a.k.a. Bebe, finished with 12 points. Again, the Aces beat the Storm 95-92. Those are the scores and highlights from week 7 in the WNBA. Now it's time for the league leaders in the WNBA. Starting off in points per game, Tina Charles remains the other league leader in points per game from the Washington Mystics. She's averaging 25 points per game. Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun is number 2. She's averaging 21 points per game. Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm is 3rd, followed by Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings is 4th, and Betnijah Laney from the New York Liberty is 5th. Next category is rebounds per game. Number 1 is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. Number 2 is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. Number 3 is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. Number 4 is Tina Charles. And number 5 is Liz Cambage from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is assists per game. Number 1 is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. Coming in at number 2 is Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. And 3rd is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. Coming in at 4th is Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. And at 5th is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. Next category is field goal percentage. Coming in at number 1 is Sylvia Fowles, shooting 63% from the field. Coming in at number 2 is Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. And 3rd is Liz Cambage from the Las Vegas Aces. And 4th is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. And 5th is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. Next category is free throw percentage. Coming in at number 1 is Kayla McBride from the Minnesota Lynx. Coming in at number 2 is Courtney Vandersloot. And 3rd is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in at number 4 is Ari McDonald from the Atlanta Dream. And at 5th is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is 3-point percentage. Coming in at number 1 is Stephanie Talbot from the Seattle Storm. Coming in at number 2 is Jonquel Jones. Coming in at 3rd is Rachel Banham from the Minnesota Lynx. Coming in at number 4 is Sue Bird. And then in 5th is Tiffany Hayes from the Atlanta Dream. Next category is steals per game. Coming in at number 1 is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. Coming in at number 2 is Courtney Vandersloot. And 3rd is Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. Coming in at 4th is Danielle Robinson from the Indiana Fever. And at 5th is Rebecca Allen from the New York Liberty. Next category is blocks per game. Coming in at number 1 is Brittany Griner. Coming in at number 2 is Liz Cambage. Coming in at number 3 is Brianna Stewart. And 4th is Sylvia Fowles. And 5th is Brianna Turner. And the last category that we have is minutes per game. Coming in at number 1 is Courtney Williams from the Atlanta Dream. Coming in at number 2 is Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. Coming in at 3rd is Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. Her teammate Brittany Griner is 4th, and in 5th is Dawana Bonner from the Connecticut Sun.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, 6 new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today. Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, 6 new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And since it's finally the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Now it's time for the standings in the WNBA. The Seattle Storm remains number one with a record of 12-3. Coming in at number two are the Las Vegas Aces with a record of 10-4. Coming in third is the Connecticut Sun with a record of 9-5. Coming in fourth is the Chicago Sky with a record of 9-7. Coming in fifth is the Minnesota Lynx with a record of 7-7. The Dallas Wings coming in sixth place with a record of 8-8. Coming in seventh place is the New York Liberty. They also have a record of 8-8. Coming in the eighth spot is the Washington Mystics. They have a record of 7-8. The Phoenix Mercury are in ninth place with a record of 6-7. Coming in 10th place is the Los Angeles Sparks with a record of 6-7. The Atlanta Dream is 11th with a record of 5-9. And in the 12th and final spot is the Indiana Fever. They remain having the worst record in the WNBA. They have a record of 1-15.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chris Lee Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com.
And then now it's time for your Player of the Week awards for the week of June 21st. The Eastern Conference Player of the Week was Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. And for the third time this year, the Western Conference Player of the Week was Breanna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. Much credit to Stewie, still getting it done in the WNBA. Has been a proven winner and continues to be a proven winner. Those are your league leaders in standings and also the Player of the Week awards in the WNBA.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
When we come back from the break, we'll wrap it up and give you the upcoming games of the week in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Things I thought could never happen to me in a punk band?
What?
We Are Lady Parts, a new original comedy streaming only on Peacock.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
Syra, vocals. Aisha, drummer. Bisma, bassist. Mumtaz, band manager. And me, Amina, lead guitar.
You were really good until you puked all over the front row.
Ew.
We Are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough, and the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support, because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today. Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
At General Motors, we make more than electric vehicles. We're helping to make the world a safer, more inclusive place for all. As the first automaker to support the Equality Act, General Motors celebrates and embraces diversity every day, especially during Pride Month, which is why we're proud to team up with iHeartRadio to support Can't Cancel Pride and the LGBTQ+ community, because everybody in means everybody. Learn more at GM.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Striving For It All. Before we get on out of here, we just want to let everybody know about the upcoming games this week in the WNBA. Starting off on Tuesday, June the 29th, the Connecticut Sun will square off against the Washington Mystics. That should be an exciting game, and also a big game between the New York Liberty going up against the Atlanta Dream. On Wednesday, June the 30th, we got a great one between the Chicago Sky and the Dallas Wings, followed by the Minnesota Lynx and the Phoenix Mercury, and a big one in between the Las Vegas Aces and the Los Angeles Sparks. That should be an exciting one. Coming up on Thursday, July 1st, got a great one between the Connecticut Sun and the Indiana Fever. On Friday, July 2nd, got some great games between the Chicago Sky going up against the Dallas Wings, followed by the Atlanta Dream going up against the Seattle Storm, and another big one between the Las Vegas Aces and the Los Angeles Sparks. And on Saturday, July 3rd, we've got great ones between the Washington Mystics and the New York Liberty, followed by the Connecticut Sun and the Indiana Fever. And also we've got the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Phoenix Mercury. And, of course, on the big one, Sunday, July 4th, that's right, the 4th of July, Independence Day is going to be big in sports, and it's going to be big in the WNBA with the Atlanta Dream going up against the Las Vegas Aces, and you got the Seattle Storm going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. So those are your upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. It's going to be exciting. So, again, Thank you so much to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in this week right here on another exciting edition of Striving for It All. Until next week, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long, everyone.